Thank you for joining me on the Spirit-Led Business Podcast. My name is Jason Manning. Today I want to talk to you about financial stewardship. I believe it's about time that you double your money. I believe it's about time you double what you currently have. What impact would that have on your life if you did so? Well, we're going to look at the Word of God today at the parable of the talents, and I believe this will change the way that you see what you have, change the way that you see finances. So let's look in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 14. And this is the Passion Translation. Verse 14 here, this is Jesus talking. Again, heaven's kingdom is like a wealthy man. I like the sound of that. Heaven's kingdom is not like a broke joker, right? Not like a poor man. Heaven's kingdom is like a wealthy man who went on a long journey and summoned all his trusted servants and assigned his financial management over to them. That's for you and that's for me. Verse 15. Before he left on his journey, he entrusted a bag of 5,000 gold coins to one of his servants, to another a bag of 2,000 gold coins, and to the third a bag of 1,000 gold coins, each according to his ability to manage. So apparently this wealthy man had been watching his servants, and he saw who was managing well what they currently had, right? Because as we go through here, you'll see that what he did, he dished out the proper amount to the right servants, right? He made the right decision. So verse 16, the one entrusted with 5,000 gold coins immediately went out and traded with the money and he doubled his investment. It's time for you to double your investment. Verse 17, in the same way, the one who was entrusted with 2,000 gold coins traded with the sum and likewise doubled his investment. Verse 18, but the one who had been entrusted with 1,000 gold coins dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. He's here playing it safe. Let's take no risk, right? So he buries his master's money. Verse 19, after much time had passed, the master returned to settle accounts with his servants. The one who was entrusted with 5,000 gold coins came and brought 10,000 saying, see, I have doubled your money. I wonder what this wealthy man's response will be. Verse 21. Commending his servant, the master replied, you have done well and proven yourself to be my loyal and trustworthy servant. The one who doubled his money, he called him loyal and he called him trustworthy. He says, because you have been a faithful steward to manage a small sum, now I will put you in charge of much, much more. This is the way to much, much more. By managing what you currently have, you qualify yourself for much, much more. You qualify yourself for abundance. He said, I will put you in charge of much, much more. You will experience the delight of your master. When you double what you have, when you do well, manage well your finances, you will experience the delight of your master, who will say to you, enter into the joy of the Lord. Verse 22, then the one who had been entrusted with 2,000 gold coins came in and said, see, my master, I have doubled what you have entrusted to me. Verse 23, commending his servant, the master replied, you have done well and proven yourself to be my loyal and trustworthy servant. You see, they got the same response. Each had a different amount. But what they did with what they had is what mattered to their master. Oh my goodness, I hope you're getting this. What you currently have is enough to qualify you for millions of dollars, my friend. If you were sitting there blowing and not paying attention to where your money's going, mismanaging what you have, you qualify yourself for nothing. But if you do well with what you have, you qualify yourself for great abundance. He tells him, because you were faithful to manage a small sum, now I will put you in charge of much, much more. You will experience the delight of your master, who will say to you, enter into the joy of your Lord. Let's go, right? Verse 24. Then the one who had been entrusted with 1,000 gold coins came to his master and said, look, sir, I know that you are a hard man to please. Oh, he sounded like the prodigal son's brother. How he thought about his father, that his father was doing wicked, right? He said, I know that you are a hard man to please, and you're a shrewd and ruthless businessman who grows rich on the backs of others. His thoughts, his belief of his master was totally off, was totally wrong, right? Verse 25, he goes on to say, he should have shut up by now, but he goes on to say, I was afraid of you, right? He's operating in fear. He's operating in two things. He's operating in deception and he's operating in fear. I was afraid of you. So I went and hid your money and buried it in the ground, but here it is. Take it. It's yours. He said, I didn't lose it. I was afraid. I didn't want to suffer your wrath. So I just hid your money. I played it safe. I did what I thought was the safest, and here it is. But let's see how his master feels about him. Verse 26. But his master said to him, you're an untrustworthy and lazy servant. If you knew I was a shrewd and ruthless businessman who always makes a profit, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? He gives away a pretty interesting key here. He says, if you knew I was a shrewd and ruthless businessman who always makes a profit. My friend, when you partner with the Holy Ghost, he's not a shrewd and ruthless businessman, but he always makes a profit. You partner up, and I'm telling you, friend, you enter into a I can't lose situation. He said he always makes a profit. So why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? Verse 27. Then I would have received it all back with interest when I returned. He said, then at least I would have gained something. I would have made some kind of profit. He said, I'll always make a profit. You should have did something with my money to add increase to it. Verse 28. But because you were unfaithful, I will take the 1,000 gold coins and give them to the one who has 10,000. The one who had the most and managed it properly is now getting. You see why I said this ain't Robin Hood? He's getting the one who got the least. He's getting his money. He's taking that. This is a wise, wealthy man. This is a wise master here. He's like, you did nothing with my money. I'm going to give it to the one who knows what to do with it, my friend. If you don't know what to do with money, educate yourself. Begin to learn how to manage your finances. There's more on the way, but you don't want to be like the wicked servant. You don't want to mismanage your money and then get offended with God because you're not prospering. And then you come up with some idea of how you think God is, and suddenly you're operating in fear and you never have anything, right? You want to instead exchange all of that for a trust in God, a learning of how can I better manage what God has given me, and let me step into this place of doubling my money. Because after you double it, you're just in the beginning stage. You double the money and then you get put in charge with much, much more. You get over in that financial prosperity flow where money just keeps coming, right? So he said he's going to take those coins and he's going to give them to the one who has 10,000 coins. And verse 29 says, for the one who has will be given more until he overflows with abundance. Say, that's me. Say, I'm the one who has and I overflow with abundance. He goes on to say, and the one with hardly anything, even what little he has will be taken from him. The little he has snatched right from him because of mismanagement, because of fear, because of wrong thinking. And verse 30, oh, it was bad news for this cat. Verse 30 says, then the master said to his other servants, now throw that good for nothing servant far away from me into outer darkness where there will be great misery and anguish. Stay clear. Stay clear of fear. Stay clear of mismanagement of money. My friend, anyone can pick up a book and begin to educate themselves. Anyone can hop on YouTube, begin to learn some things about money. Anyone can set up an appointment. You know, I've had probably 10 people reach out to me since I started these video podcasts a couple months ago, reaching out saying, I need some help. Will you help me? Of course, I have. There's no greater pleasure that I have than to help somebody else. That's why I do these videos, to help somebody else go from where I was, operating in fear, where I was just having one financial calamity take place in my life after another. My friend, God has much, much more for you as you manage well what you currently have. Thank you again for joining me on this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my channel, like this video, share it with someone who needs it. And until next time, God bless you.